This is Stories from the Red Zone and Gear Review. And you are listening to the Archery Maniacs podcast.
So that buck stood up, had no idea I was there, and I airballed one right over his back, right into the tree.
I drew, and he sat behind that tree. So I sat there on camera for 2 minutes waiting for this bull to give me a shot.
Sure enough, they came through, and I was able to make the shot and fill my tag.
I've missed so many elk, and it took me 13 years to kill a bull elk with my bow.
He broadside to me, and click, I let go, and my bow explodes.
Called my husband, I'm like, I did it, I got one.
I saw the big branches, but I didn't see the small branches coming off, and I deflected, and I missed my opportunity.
Sent one right through him, and he didn't know I was there, and he was, you know, one of my better bucks, a 200-inch buck.
We launched an updated website at www.archerymaniacs.com. Go there, and you will find Archery Maniacs Taxidermy. Our taxidermy includes European mounts, hydrographic skull dips, and custom artwork, customizable video packages to fit all your hunt needs, monthly newsletter. The newsletter will include success stories, failure stories, gear reviews, wild game recipes, upcoming episodes in our online series, and upcoming podcasts, and updates to our YouTube online series called Live Life at Full Draw. Alert, alert! Soon to launch our ebooks, Hunt Planner Guide, all the steps you need to plan your next DIY dream hunt, including specific questions, hunt plans, and step-by-step instructions. Keto dehydration. Make your own dehydrated keto meals for your hunting and backpacking adventures. Super tune your bow, beginner's bow tuning guide, and more. Thank you for tuning into the show, and we appreciate you checking out the website. Do you suffer from target panic? Has buck fever affected your shot control at the moment of truth? Learn the science of shot control at shotiq.com. Joel Turner's Controlled Process Shooting Program will give you the tools to succeed in extreme stress shooting situations. Decide to succeed with ShotIQ.
Now.
Let's.
Get.
Into.
The show!
In this episode of Stories from the Red Zone, Yosti Perkins Killer hops on the podcast and shares an adventure that made a huge impact on his life. As for the gear review, I review the Petzl Elite headlamp that could potentially change the way that you look at headlamps. I hope that you enjoy the show. Hey, Yosti, how's it going, man? Thanks so much for hopping on the podcast.
Man, absolutely. Thanks for having me again, bud. Yeah, I tell you what, you know, you do this long enough and you'll see some crazy things, you'll be some crazy things and be put into some crazy situations. I tell you, I guided for, I don't know, half my life now, more than that. And I just remember, like, the craziest things happening, man. It was opening weekend and, I had a guy come out. I was tied for a company that kind of retired. The guy did so well, he retired. But anyways, it taught me a lot of things, how to be around animals and how to be around people and all that kind of stuff. So I get a client in, and he's the coolest guy in the world. And I told him, you know, we'll go down into this gulch, man. We're down. I mean, you had to drive to the top of the mountain to climb down into the bottom of a canyon simply because there were no roads there, and that was the only access, the closest way to get down to where I knew there was some elk. And we're gonna bomb down in, man, and we'll get into some elk. And the guy had never been elk hunting in his life, and the elk were being funny. They weren't bugling much, but I knew they were there. You know, you had fresh fresh droppings, and you know, you just knew they were there, fresh rubs, everything else. And sure enough, I said, we'll call from right here. We'll see if we can pull them up a little bit. And all right, guys, all right, I'll do whatever you say. You know, so I sat him down and I put him out in front of me, only about 20 yards, because I was so worried. When it's a new hunter like that, you get kind of worried. You worry about, you know, them moving or making sure they think they're going to, they know how to set up better than you or whatever the case may be. Remember this, guys. You go on a guided hunt, don't guide the guide.
But, yeah, that makes sense.
we went on and told him, sit down right here. I'll be right behind you and whatever the case may be. When that bull steps out into the open, if we get a bull to come in and that bull steps out into the open, draw your bow. That movement will stop that bull. These bulls haven't been messed with. And if he spooks a little bit, don't worry, I'll stop him for you. So many times you watch these guys, they'll draw their bow because they're used to whitetail hunt. They'll draw their bow when an elk is, you know, right behind some brush. Elk are not like whitetails. They see something and they stop. And then all of a sudden you got your hunter down there holding his bow back for 5 minutes and shaking like a crackhead under oath, you know, and you tell him, wait till he's out. So, you know, this guy was pretty good about that. You know what I mean? He was pretty dang good about it. And I all of a sudden, I'm calling a little bit, and all of a sudden I hear that clunking. I was like, okay, there's a bull coming. I tell the guys, a bull coming, get ready. And he had never heard clunking before, so, you know, he didn't know what was going on. Sure enough, all of a sudden I see a cow and calf coming, and he sees it. I see him start focusing. I'm like, all right, don't have to say nothing to him. He's focused. He's good to go. Sure enough, bull steps out. This guy shoots this bull at like 20 yards. And we get the bull down, and I'm like, all right, right on, dude. I get down there, and I should have known, as quiet as this guy was, that something wasn't quite right. I should have known. Things just don't happen for me really easily, and I should have known it was going too good for me. Guy gets the bull down, and I'm like, all right, hold this leg. We'll start quartering him out. How much weight do you feel, you know, comfortable? You know, this is part of the hunt, you know, carrying your own stuff out. And he goes, I'm so down, man, right on. But I may have to take a little bit longer than, you know, expected. I'm like, okay, no problem, whatever. I should let you know, this was September. I just had a heart attack back in July. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Holy
this
shit.
Is exactly what I needed. Don't touch nothing. Just don't touch nothing. Dude, I'm just thanking God that him drawing his bow and shooting at the bull and the adrenaline didn't give him a second heart attack. I'm about to have a heart attack down in the bottom of this gulch now. And this guy is like, I'm worried about getting the guy back out. I was about to put the dude on my back so he wouldn't have to climb out of the gulch. And he's like, no, I'm okay. I'm like, dude, you don't tell your guide after you drop an 800-pound elk. And, you know, we're going to quarter this thing out now that you just had a heart attack because you just gave me a heart attack. So I literally had to pack that bull out on my own, dude. I got this guy back to the truck. I'm, you know, sweating like a slave, you know, back at the truck. I made sure he made it back to the truck. I was like, just wait here. No, I want to help. I said, you can help me by not doing anything and just wait right here. It took me the rest of the afternoon to get, sit down. You don't talk. You don't say nothing. Don't worry. We got pictures of you being the champ. Right now, I just need you to stay alive long enough. Yeah,
drink water. Have a couple aspirins.
Have a couple aspirins on me. Don't worry. Don't touch nothing. Yeah, man. That was like one of the worst things I could remember in the woods, man. I'm talking about we were seriously – we dropped down 1,000 feet in elevation to get into this gulch.
Damn.
And it was straight up out of the gulch to get back to the truck. So this guy going, don't worry about it. I'm not going to worry about it because you're going to sit right here at the truck. And that's going to be it. had I known that dude had a heart attack earlier on, you know, before we went down there, we would have never went down there.
Yeah,
but man, I tell you what, I've had – I've had all kinds of things happen like that, and people just don't realize, man. You can't tell a guy that stuff once you're down in a bottom like that, you know? Ah, plenty of stories like that, dude. Plenty of them. Ah, man.
Man, that is crazy. Was it a big bull at least?
Oh, man, it was, that bull was, he was a 330 bull anyways. He's a good bull. I don't think we ever scored him out, but, you know, knowing what I know now, he's a good old 330 bull that just came clunking in. I think what had happened is he had stolen some bull, some cows from a bull that I'd seen in there that was probably a 370 bull. And there were about 100 elk in that gulch, you know, going up and down that canyon. There's a big bull in there, about a 370 bull, and there are a couple other bulls in there, and I never remember seeing that particular bull, but I was happy he nailed him, dude. I was happy he stayed alive for the pictures, honestly.
Yeah, I can imagine you were super happy. So how many loads did you have to take out of that hole?
I took back straps and a back leg and neck meat out. And from there on, I was going to pack the ribs out and everything else. And then I thought, nah, you know, it's just me doing this. So I boned out everything in between the ribs. I boned out the rest of the legs. And it took me two more trips for just the meat alone. And he was like, I'm going to take my horns out. I was like, you can take your horns out of the truck when we get back to the lodge. But other than that.
I bet.
Take nothing out, buddy. I'm sorry. I want to do something. I was like, you did something. You shot the bull. You did great, man. You know, and I knew he wanted to be more a part of it. And that made me feel good that, you know, he wanted to be more a part of it. But, man, I'm not going to have a dude have a heart attack on my watch. You know what I mean? It's just, that's spooky enough, man. That was horrible. Oh, man. All kinds of stuff like that always happens in hunting camp. That's kind of why I'm happy I don't guide anymore, to be honest. I don't need anybody else to check out. I'll check out myself, you know. God almighty.
Yeah, I get it. That's the last thing that you ever want is, you know, somebody to check out on your watch.
And you know, there's enough adventure by yourself. I promise that.
That concludes this week's segment of Stories from the Red Zone. I hope you got a few laughs and maybe learned some things to do and some things definitely not to do. Now, let's check out this week's gear review. You know, I'm impressed with this Kafaru. 150 plus pounds, this thing can handle whatever I throw at it. These Under Armour fat tires are so comfortable, but it's only been 6 months and they've already got holes. I just can't get them to hold up for me. This Valkyrie broadhead delivery system hits so hard. Pass-throughs are now expected. I gotta say it, this Sitka gear is the only camo that has lasted me longer than a year. And once again, this damn binocular harness has rotated around, putting all the pressure on the base of my neck. This S4 gear lockdown sucks. Just like that, it was broke and I was pissed. I'm not here to tear any companies down, but to simply tell the truth, because my life and my hunt depend on my gear to perform. So with that, enjoy your no holds barred, non-scripted, no bullshit gear review.
Now,
let's get into
the show!
Hey everyone, in this gear review, we are going to review the Petzl Elite. This little light is, man, it's absolutely incredible. Props to Aaron Snyder at Kafaru. If you don't know who that is, go check him out. If you don't know who Kafaru is, they make some of the best packs on the planet. I absolutely love them. And Aaron is just a really good dude. So anyways, I learned from Aaron about this Petzl Elite. He was talking about utilizing it as a light to hang from your tent, as well as an emergency light. And so far, I gotta say that I absolutely love it. So some of the things that this light has is the light itself is connected with basically a ball and socket joint. So you can stand it up, turn it around, turn it backwards, point it straight down. I mean, you can point it basically any direction that you would need to ever point this light. So that's pretty cool. Another thing that this light offers is different mode adjust. So there's an off, there's a lock to where you have to force it out of that lock position, which is great because that makes it so it doesn't accidentally get turned on while it is in your pack. So once you get it out of lock, it's still an off. Then there's one bar on, so dim basically. Then there's bright. Then there's flashing white light. And then there's flashing red light. And then there's solid red. And then there's back to off. So that's kind of cool because there's an off switch on each side. So if you more frequently use the red, you can turn it off on the red side because then you're only one click away. If you more frequently use the white, you can turn it off on the white side and you're just one click away. So that's really cool. It uses an extremely small, basically a watch battery here in the back of it. The bungee itself, is about a quarter inch thick and it just wraps all the way around your head. And it even comes with a little whistle. So I guess, you know, you get lost or whatever else. There is a whistle. Now, what I do with the Petzl Elite is I put this in my binocular harness, and that way, no matter what I am doing or where I leave my pack when I go on that stalk, I always have some form of light, as well as I keep other things in there, you know, a small survival kit in my binocular harness, but this little light is always in there. So that's what I got the light for, is basically to have it as a survival light. And so far, the battery has been outstanding. I have used it a few times at the camp so that I can use this light and this battery as opposed to my main headlamp. So the weight of this burly thing is 26 grams. As you can see, it's literally the size of my thumb. I mean, it's kind of insane. The material is obviously plastic. Even the little ball joint and everything like that to swivel it is plastic. Some of the product's likes. It is extremely lightweight. I don't know how you could get really any lighter than it is. So that's awesome. It's super small, which means it can then literally fit anywhere. So if you want to run it in your bino harness like I do, cool. If you want to run it in your front pocket, cool. If you want to run it in your fanny pack, cool. If you want to literally take off your hat, put it in the top of your hat and put your hat back on, it's so small you probably wouldn't notice it. So that's awesome. I really like that it is great for an emergency light or a backup light. It's so small that you don't even notice that you have it. So in the case that you would need it, it would be very beneficial. I also like the different modes, you know, the dim, bright, flashing, and red light, all that stuff is a great great thing that's added to it. Lastly, I like the ball joint because it allows you to literally point this thing wherever you want it to go. Some of the product dislikes. Nothing. I honestly like everything about this product. Ease of use, scale of 1 to 10. I put an 8 simply because when you put this thing on your head, the lock button is so awesome that sometimes you almost rip it off your head trying to get it out of the lock position. So to mitigate that, I would simply recommend taking it out of lock before you put it on your head. Toughness, scale of 1 to 10. I think it's as tough as, it's a 9. I think it's as tough as a little plastic headlamp could be. Now, with that said, I'm not trying to knock it at all. I mean, it's a solid little piece there. Do you get what you pay for? Yes. Would you recommend it to a friend? Absolutely. So with that, this was the gear review for the Petzl Elite. The cost at the manufacturer is $29.95, and the cost at Amazon is $29.85. So that is the Petzl Elite. Thank you guys for tuning in to this week's gear review.
Thank you for tuning in to the show. It means a lot to us.
But seriously, though, I really appreciate your ear. And it would mean the world to me if you would rate our podcast. If you didn't like it, 1-star it. But if you did, a 5 is even better. Don't forget to comment, like, share, and hit that subscribe button. Thanks again for tuning into the show. Some other podcasts that you should definitely check out are
Eastman Elevating with Bride and Barney,
and Hunt Harvest Health with Ryan and Hillary Lampers.
Some other YouTube channels to check out:
Hardworking Hunter, Sterling's Extremes Outdoors, and Lane Walter Productions.
And a special thanks to
Maven Optics, Six Sight Gear, Dark Energy Tech, Shield Mountain Outdoors, The Outdoor Insiders, Iron Mind Hunting, Valkyrie Archery, and Gannett Ridge Sporting Equipment.